and then just leave me until I get satisfaction.
Satisfaction.
Sorry.
Satisfaction. Satisfaction. Damn. I really was set up. I was listening to Our Party Mix on Sirius XM. Because I'm still paying for Sirius XM, even though I canceled my subscription. They already hit me with the $5. Hey, I'm gonna keep it for $5. And no, I don't, because I already thought I didn't have it for the month, so I didn't use it. So if I've gone without it already, then no. So you got me with my $10 now, but I have a calendar alert to cancel. I'm
I
gonna have
love
my
it. I love
fun.
Sirius.
I know, it's
I
so
love
much fun.
Sirius.
I do love Sirius. Ugh.
Why they would play a Whitney on, they're playing I'm Every Woman on Saturday when I was taking Aiden to his campaign. And Aiden was like, "What is this?" And I was like, "I'm gonna have to have you walk." And he was like, "This is garbage." I was like, "You youth don't know shit. Don't know nothing." And maybe that's on me.
No, because I remember when you would drive home from work on your way to pick him up at daycare, you would be playing good music. I remember.
He
But he
says
was
my
a hater
music
back then.
trash.
He was a hater back then.
He was a hater back then, right? So
Yeah.
I don't know with this show. I don't know. I don't know. He's like, I need my own Spotify because your Spotify has. I don't like the music it plays. And you always keep telling me not to screw up your algorithm. Okay, well, go listen to Pandora and leave me alone.
Yeah, I pay for my Spotify and I'm like, hey, you wanna be on my Spotify? He's like, no. I'm like, well, I guess my own personal Spotify for me. I love it.
For you, right.
Uh-oh.
I'm listening to Pop Goes Punk. That's the we were talking about it at work about all the and I was like, I love Pop Goes Punk, and they were playing Forever Young this morning, and I was like, I love the Pop Goes Punk version of that, and that's what I played. So I think this week is going to be a Pop Goes Punk week.
This week, I'm doing my Beyonce shoot, so it's all gonna be like Beyonce getting in like the Beyonce headspace, black woman, bad bitch vibe, doing that whole thing.
I feel you. I feel
Plus,
you on that. I
I
feel
will
you
be
on
in
that.
Atlanta next week, so gotta mentally prepare for that. I did mentally prepare for that. This is not an ad. They haven't sponsored us yet. Nobody sponsors us. I'm trying to get Zenni
Makes
to
sense.
sponsor us because I love my glasses.
I know.
I'm trying. Maybe this is the week I'll actually clip it and put it
Yeah, you
in
need to. See, I don't think I used any though, so I don't know.
It's
I
fine.
think I used Firmo.
It's fine. I use Zenni.
You use Zenni.
I use
I mean,
Zenni.
I too will use Zenni if Zenni will send me free eyewear.
Like, I already have one in the
I'm going to
cart.
whoever got the best discount. How many glasses do you need, ma'am?
Oh, I have, these are my 50s. I need my 80s, and then I'm done. My 80s are so cute. They're in the cart, but it's over $100 because I also want like the anti-fog stuff.
Yes.
So the add-ons, are like boop, 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 boop.
The
So
add-ons do, but they're better than paying $400 a pair. So
you're
I will
absolutely
take
right. You're
what I can
absolutely
get.
right. Oh,
You look very cute today.
I'm definitely gonna get my 80s before the summer is here because I refuse to you want me to be crying in June? If I can make it in June? You see?
I thought y'all were coming in July. Y'all sisters need to figure out what y'all want to do.
But anyway.
Because Phoebe says she could only do one trip and she was gonna stay longer in July.
Oh, that was not discussed with me at all. This is the first I'm hearing about that.
We all figure it out. Figure it
Yeah.
out. Well, you can't. I guess you can't come in July because you don't like to say me. I think I did a really good impression. I think I did.
Anyway, so what have you been enjoying this week? What's on your back? Hold on. Hold on, because you know we've been chit chatting. It's about 6 minutes in. Hey, everybody. Oh no, I'm in a party. I'm drinking wine, that's why.
Oh, I didn't drink wine because I'm going to medicate myself up after this podcast.
I will say, since my doctor doubled up my dosage, I've been feeling a lot more focused
That's
and
good. I'm
more
happy to hear that.
yeah, but you know what's not keeping me focused is the you know the tizzy, because that's always gonna come first. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Black Girl Charmed, a Charmed rewatch podcast with, you guessed it, Black girls. I am your co-host Ray, who is migraine free for the first time in like weeks. Thank you, Zennies. Thank you, Meds. Joined by my co-host.
The ever exhausted now. I am girl bossing and I'm so tired. And the next person who tells me, well, this is what you manifested, is gonna get punched in the throat.
I guess I will shut the fuck up. What's on your report?
Okay. Nothing. I am so tired. Oh, I am out of everything. I started watching The Gentlemen last night. Mel does not like it. But it is the first time in a very long time that I am in like super engaged in a show. Outside of like my procedurals,
Yeah.
I'm really super engaged into this.
Yay, I'll watch that with you as long as it's not something that's on our list, because there are things that we have to watch. I can't watch it by myself or else I will be in trouble. But yeah, I'll double check, and if it's something that's allowed, we'll do it together.
Oh, I am reading The Kingdom. It was a book talk recommendation for black girls who like kink, and I am struggling. Oh God, I'm struggling. I never finished the Republican thingy because it was weird, and I had my limits and I got there. This one's so like it's almost like a black version of Anastasia Gray. Is that her name? Anastasia?
Anastasia's, well, yes, Anastasia Steele then becomes gray.
Okay, yeah. Where she like talks to herself and she's jumped head over heels for this black kink writer and they've had sex multiple times and now she's like, well, what are we? We never had this conversation. You don't take me out on a date. All you want to do is fuck. And I'm like, oh my God, you're embarrassing us. And I know it's a book, but you know, you read those books and you like cringe. That's what that book is. Yes.
Oh
I am, did I tell you, I am now in two campaigns for Dungeons and Dragons and was invited to a third. It's really weird though, because it requires me to be sociable.
no.
And so by Saturday night, I'm burnt out. So I don't know if I'm going to pick up a third campaign because I'm tired of talking to people.
That's fair. That's
Right,
absolutely
right.
fair.
But other than that, and work, lots of work.
Oh God, I know how that goes. I've been planning this shoot for like forever, for like the past month. It's finally almost here. The
How are you
post
feeling,
office keeps
honey?
playing with me
Ooh.
because they attempted delivery today, but
They
nobody
knew
knocked on
shit.
my door. They couldn't get in downstairs, and that's, which is weird because you're the post office, but whatever. They couldn't get in downstairs, so I will be going to the post office probably Wednesday because they'll reattempt delivery tomorrow. But outside of like the post office being the post office, I'm really excited. I got a lot of like, it's Women's History Month, so I wanted to get a lot of women-owned brands, or like women will
I
shop at like
saw
women-owned stores, and they're trying to bury y'all. They're they're trying to bury the lead, but I found a lot of brands, and I can't wait for them to see their work and my work. So yay.
I was happy for you. This seems exciting. And you have like such energy, and you haven't had energy in such a long time. And I'm on the flip side, and I just...
Yeah, I have like props all over the place. There's like something behind the laptop. It's like two things behind the laptop. I have props from an old shoot that's like sticking out. So I'm like, oh my God, I'm back into like photography. Oh my God. But you wouldn't believe it, because my watch list is very like expensive this week.
You have a heavy watch list.
Yes. Always. I'm doing Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Of course, I'm also doing The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live. I'm finally watching Why Women Kill.
Finally, years later. I think I watched that in during COVID time.
Yeah, we didn't have YouTube back then. And I don't know, it was just like, I need something to watch that I can't watch with him. So let me find something that I can watch. And I was like, you know, it's time.
I couldn't get through season two, but season one is definitely a standout.
Yeah, I think I'm like in episode 8 of season one.
Okay.
Such a good show. And what was her face? Not Mary Margaret. Snow?
Yes.
Yeah, Snow was such a good actress. That's what she'll always be. She's such a good actress.
I love her. Mm-hmm. I love her. So you ready to get into this beautiful...
bean footage? Episode. Yeah.
I was going to say bean footage, but I always say bean footage, and then my brain sharted out.
That was cool. So I had like a weird thought. I was like, it's weird because I'm also watching Parenthood.
Again?
Yeah. No, it's like I'm rewatching it, the whole series.
And so you're watching it again?
Yes. But not, yeah, since it went off the air, not like since whatever. And the husband, Snow's husband from Why Women Kill is in Parenthood.
Okay.
And his wife on Parenthood is homegirl from Will Trent, like finally got back into, because I took a break after Cricket. I took a couple weeks off after Cricket.
It goes right back, like, poor Will.
Yeah.
Poor Will.
So it's just like, oh, Parenthood, y'all have never left me. Yay, I still have y'all.
Aww.
But anyway, we are on season 3, episode 20, Exit Strategy. The original air date is May 3rd, 2001. The writers this week are Daniel Cerrone. He wrote the teleplay, aka the TV script, and was the executive story editor for the entire third season. A couple of episodes in season 4 and 6. And he's written on The Mentalist, Dexter, and The Blacklist. So, you know, he's been near and dear to you all this time, and you didn't even know it. The other writer credited on the episode is Peter Hugh. Full credits is Sleuthing with the Enemy. That's episode 8 of the season. He created the plot lines and the dialogue. So if you want to know what the difference is, Joel J is back. His full credits are in season 2, episode 19, Ex Libris. The guest stars this week is Amy Moon as Lisa, 14 credits, including Underworld, The Shield, and MTV's Undressed. Raynar and Tarkin are back. Their full credits are in the last episode. Rachel Luttrell as Jana, 37 acting credits, including Arrow, Zombieland, Double Tap, and the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special. So she's still been working. Yes, my Black Queen. Get them checks. Get them checks. Hey, it's Women's History Month. I'm always going to shout out a woman, especially a woman of color.
I'm about to say, because you ain't shout out the first witch.
Well, her credits included Underworld, The Shield, and MTV's Undressed. So,
but when MTV Undressed in high school was amazing to me. I was so upset when they did it. I used to watch every season. I loved it. I wonder if I could watch that on like Hulu or something. All right, let's get into this.
Hold on, I have
stuff to say.
I'm not done yet. Okay, so this episode marks a personal, trivia. This episode marks a personal power balance between all the sisters. All three sisters have two powers. Prue has telekinesis and astral projection. Phoebe has premonition and levitation. And Piper has molecular immobilization and combustion. This is the first and last time the sisters will bless a soul. I don't know why they stopped doing this. This is actually really beautiful, minus the cold part. But we'll get into that. it's revealed that Leo was born in 1924, making him 77 at the time. This is the last time Prue and Cole will interact with each other on screen. And I don't know, this is really cute to me. I don't know why I added it, but the French title was Le Retour de Balthazar, The Return of Balthazar, and the Portuguese title was Poder Explosivo, Explosive Power.
Poo! I'm such a child.
Yep. There is no music this episode.
No.
The IMDb synopsis is Phoebe is worried when her love, Cole, stays undercover in a demon brotherhood, but the danger turns dire when Cole's old mentor plots to bring out his evil side and turn his massive powers against the Charmed Ones. The DVD synopsis is when Cole is framed for the killing of a witch the sisters try to protect, he finds it harder to contain his dark side, while Phoebe can no longer control his power. Sorry, her powers. Why would it say Phoebe? It's supposed to be Piper. Yeah, the DVD fucked up.
Does it really?
Yeah, it says, because I don't even retype it. I just copy it from the photo. And it literally says Phoebe can no longer control her powers.
Her vagina.
You're right. Maybe that's the powers they're talking about. But anyway, the Black Girl Charm synopsis is Phoebe is frustrated because Cole hasn't contacted her in a week. Prue picks her up in the mausoleum to get her to get some rest. Meanwhile, Piper resorts to fraud to have a normal honeymoon. Rainer holds it. I don't know why that tickles me. Rainer is holding on to Cole to try to rid him of his love infection, frames him for the killing of a witch the sisters try to protect. Meanwhile, at the post office, Piper becomes overwhelmed, causing her to trigger the powers of molecular combustion. Knowing how to break Phoebe and Cole up, Rainer uses Cole's father's soul to blackmail him, resulting in Cole's unaliving of an innocent and ending his relationship. All right.
Wop, wop, wop. We're going to do plot A first to get it out of the way.
What's plot A?
Because
what's plot A?
We should do like, okay, we should have like music. But anyway, so plot A is going to be Piper and Leo. You ready?
Okay.
I figured we get it out the way.
The brokies. They're broke and they commit fraud. Da-na-na-na. They're scammers.
I think you had way more than just one glass. Are you supposed to be mixing alcohol in your migraine medication?
I have not taken my medication for the night. So, touche.
She on something, guys. She's on something.
Not right now, I'm not. This is a delicious jam jar.
I'm too sober for you. So they're supposed to be planning or going to have their honeymoon in Paris. And the very first thing I thought was,
who paying for this?
Y'all don't have no money. Right. Like, are y'all stealing? What are y'all doing? Y'all selling some of grandma's charms?
What's happening? I know exactly what happened. She used magic. Because remember all that spending and whatnot she did last, well, it was like 2 weeks ago in San Francisco.
She sold all that off. Not only just that,
she did some magic to undo the spending she did. And she was just like, you know, it wasn't me, Piper, who did the spending.
So she's just putting it right back on her card.
Yeah. Yeah, she like, she couldn't keep the money, but that's how the magic worked itself out. Like, she couldn't keep all the money from it. She went back to zero. So this is how she's going to get
it. I mean, I guess.
Yeah. Because that's the only way that makes sense. Like, that's the only thing that makes sense.
I guess. And then in their conversation in the kitchen, she's going to change the dates on his birth certificate. But don't they verify all that information to make sure you are who you say you are?
Not according to the end of this episode. Or is this because it's
before 2011? I was going to... It's also before.
9/11?
Right. Back in those days, they were a little fast and furious.
You're right. Definitely left the country without a passport. Before 9/11. And then...
Right?
Yeah. And then
she brings up Dan.
And Leo... Oh, do I remember him? Yeah, he tried to steal you away from me. Y'all weren't together.
And she went willingly. She was getting frequent back shots and then cereal. A little breakfast in bed, what do you mean?
And then cereal and jewelry. Like, what more could a woman want?
We were robbed. We were robbed.
Somebody in our TikTok comments was just like, for somebody who wanted the normal life so badly, why would she be with Leo? And girl,
we are asking the same exact question week. And I was having an epiphany as I was making my second chai of the day that the editors really like, they shoved it down our throat that she was supposed to be the sister with the normal life. And I love the fact that us as a whole have just rejected it, because you can't on one hand say, I deserve to have a normal life and do every single thing against having a normal life.
And
that's all I have to say on plot A.
What I will also say about plot A, it is also drives the point home that this man is not a good white lighter. He is despicable at his job, and I just don't understand.
But you know what? All of them suck. And we will get into that. We get to the main plot. But all of them suck.
Because how don't you know this by now? How don't you know?
All of them suck. All of them suck.
I'm suppressing a cough right now because I don't want to do the editing on that. But Piper is just downright frustrating in this episode, and I don't recognize who this character is. You're whiny about, oh, if it's just taking him this long to hear back from the elders, my powers must really be wonky. Oh, something's wrong with me. They're punishing me. Here's my long list of like offenses. But what have you done? You haven't done anything wrong. And for the most part...
Yeah.
What have you done for me? You haven't done anything wrong to be punished. And you've even, for the most part, converted Balthazar to the good guys. So you're good. What are you complaining about?
I mean, I feel in that sense, it's almost not necessarily imposter syndrome, but she was so scared that they were going to take Leo away from her and ruin her life. I don't know why you would care, but now that it's happening and everything is okay, she always has that lingering, am I doing something wrong? But it's Leo, and I just don't have any sympathy.
So I just can't see myself allowing my sister to marry a man if she don't, not even marry a man, but stay in a marriage. Like, girl, you tried to kill him before y'all got married. So that should have been a sign. And you have had nothing but all you have been is in an anxiety ridden mess since you've gotten married. Like, if getting married was the goal, getting married was to get them off your back, what are you still complaining about? Why are you still not satisfied? Why are you still not happy? Why are you finding fault where there is none? And it's because if your relationship was really good and really solid and what it was supposed to be, you wouldn't be this conflicted. But, you know, deep down in your heart, Leo's not who you're supposed to be with. But I can't say that.
Nope. So you want to do plot? You ready for the main plot?
If I was Prue, I was finding some random peen at P3 and minding my business. We're not even going back to the manor. We going back to your spot.
The fact that Phoebe sits in the mausoleum waiting for Cole. Get a job, sis. Do something with your...
You just got your degree. You just got your degree. What you doing? Hanging out in the mausoleum? Doing nothing?
Like a loser. Like a loser. Radar was
She didn't even have an overnight bag or nothing, like some little toiletries to freshen it up. She was just there with day three. She's just being funky. She didn't have her little her little water, little pint of water, so she can rinse. Come on,
focus. I don't care. You're right. Gonna take that shit right now.
You're absolutely right.
I will say this episode, as much as I rolled my eyes a lot of it, I think the writing in this episode is reminiscent to the highs of Charmed. And so for me, this one is always very close to my chest because I feel like I really like Raynor. I've always loved him as an actor.
He's such a good bad guy. Yeah. So I would if this is a good episode, if you take the Brokies out of it, it's an amazing episode.
Outside of that, and outside of the magical Negro as well, because I saw homegirl. Before we even get there, my friend, I beg you. You are a witch. You own a witch shop. You have a talisman that should not be taken off your neck. Why are there no protection? I understand his fault is all right, but you ain't have zero protections in your witch shop. Make that.
You see how quickly I grab that oil?
Girl. You ain't have a prayer to say, nothing. Then you getting yoked up by this demon, and your white lighter is nowhere to be found. Nowhere. This motherfucker don't like him. Because
he is at the post office committing fraud. You forgot?
I assumed that she had another white lighter because it ain't no way y'all gave him more charges.
Remember, that's why his powers go. That's why her powers go crazy because he gets the jingle jangle and
she gets the jingle.
Two freaking hours and it blows up.
And then it blows up. Okay, all right. So,
and then
this instance, my issue isn't with Leo.
We always gonna find a way to blame the victim.
That the demons.
One thing about us, we gonna blame a victim.
But you know why I'm blaming the victim? And I'm gonna explain this to you. I'm gonna explain this to you right here and now why I'm blaming the victim. But I'm not blaming the victim when she got yoked up the first time, right? Because who's expecting my big daddy Balthazar to come and yoke shit, like yoke your neck up, right? Like I wasn't expecting that. I too might have waited to see if he would yoke me up again. But that's because I have a kick. This bitch is cowering in the fucking corner. Bitch, what? Get up. Leave. Where is your bag?
Get up. Stand up.
The facts. The fact that Rainer showed up and she was like cowering in the corner irked me, because he should have shown up and be like, oh, wait, this bitch, I smell her. I smell the patchouli.
What's funny?
But I don't see her.
It's not funny, haha. It's funny. Aww. Because Rainer said, who's Balthazar? The demon who's gonna be responsible for your death.
Praying for your death.
Is that right? And you saw it like, but I'm not dead.
Oh shit.
Should not be funny.
I am sorry. That man.
Just like that girl who got killed
from
by,
a human being. What you want to say something wild, reckless right now. Ray.
I'm remembering our episode about bisexual lighting and how we blamed her then.
I just don't understand. I don't understand, though. If you get yoked up, right, this man was a monster. He is red with like black stripes, looking like a big ass tiger.
She was stunned.
This big ass evil.
Not this inside out tiger. No. She was
Ray, stunned.
What do you mean? She was.
And then
nervous.
She was ablaze. And then she went ablaze. Okay.
So she goes boom, boom, bye, bye. Boom, bye, bye. This episode is cuckoo bananas, and I love it. This is what happens when you girl boss and you go away from me for a week. I have all this energy.
I'm sorry. You couldn't talk to me. I ain't sleep until like. I would have to be up at like 6:30 and I would fall asleep at 2 o'clock, and then I'd get cold and I'd get hot. It was horrible. It was so bad. It was so bad.
But, all right.
I hated this.
She goes up in flames. Prue and Phoebe walk in. And
Prue's late like, again.
Who's just like, I don't know.
What is a track record?
As of late, I don't know. Prue's just like, I'm not saying he did it. I'm definitely not saying he did it. But somebody set her on fire. I don't know who did it. I'm not saying it's him. But somebody set this bitch on fire. And Phoebe's just like, and you think it's cold, right? Right, you raggedy ass bitch. You want any chance to bring him down.
I would have slapped her. I said this in season one. I said it when we had the flashbacks with Grams. Why Elaine put paws on this bitch? All she needed was one good bitch, shut the fuck up. That's all she needed. All she needed was one of them. Because, bitch, I just said, I'm not saying it's him. This smells like burnt flesh and suspicion.
What do you. There is a charred outline and a partially charred curtain to my left, bruh.
You your man just that? Said he had an assignment. Like,
we can still smell her hair, and you like, what are you talking about? I never want to be so digmatized. I'm this stupid.
You know, I would like to know what it feels like.
Maybe a little bit of Delulu will make me happier. I don't know.
Right, just a little Delulu. And let's talk about my girl Jana. Can we please? I want to talk about Phoebe and her delusions though, because it's gonna get worse.
Either way, I got smoke for Phoebe on both. I got smoke for all these girls when it comes to Jana.
Because that's why I was like, let's just hold your smoke when it comes to Jana. Because first of all, right, the fact that they are shocked and wowed about the fact that Jana knows like all of these tricks and herbs in the kitchen. Didn't y'all asses get sent back in time? And y'all great-grandmama told y'all what the fuck y'all supposed to be doing, and y'all still wasn't doing it? Y'all, not even a year later, y'all still wasn't doing what your mima said to do back in the day? Why are we always the magical Negro? What are you doing, Squidward?
Oh, you were spitting out hot fire, so I was doing the page dance do it.
I was like, what is she doing?
It was just like, talk your shit, bitch. I ain't gonna say nothing. Just talk your shit.
It is so wild to me. And then she's like, oh my god, you guys are the charm boys. They don't even want to make a fucking potion. If I was Jana, I'd be like, these corny ass bitches don't even know what the fuck a Billings Root is. Come get me, sis. They are going to get me murdered. And that'd be my last text, because I don't even survive 45 minutes later. I'd have been dead.
It reminds me of that Supernatural episode where they also come up against a magical Negro, but he's reading them for filth and being like, you think you know something because you know something? You don't know nothing. You know nothing about what we do here. All right? Asking me what goofa dust is. I thought you knew everything. I thought because you a hunter and you John Winchester's boy, you know everything. You don't know nothing. And I wish that Jana had that same energy.
And I think that's why I liked the singular black man. Right. The singular black man in Supernatural, because he was not the... From what I remember, because I feel like we're going to do the rewatch and it's going to destroy Supernatural for me. But from what I remember,
it's still white, man. It's really not that hard to think that we're going to be disappointed.
You could have just stopped that man. You could have just stopped that man.
You're absolutely right. But
you even had to bring color into it. You could have just stopped that man. And I saw how knowledgeable she was. Say what's on your heart, sis.
We've been saying this since season one. It's disrespectful to us who have been born and raised in this. You walk in backwards if you coming in after 11. You have to have water by your door. You have to have Florida water. You have to have sage. You have to have, like, we are taught this our entire lives. And we don't have people knocking down our door trying to, like, send us to the underworld. Y'all don't ever take the time to research unless there's dick involved. And it's disgusting. You ain't never seen Phoebe do research.
Because Grams.
We give them grace because
Grams didn't want them part of that world. However, since me and Melinda, y'all should have known better. I just knew. When she told them, like, oh, you don't know what Billings Root is? I was like, oh, she not making it out this episode. Let me not get attached. She's gonna die.
It was funny. I was watching it with Jose. And he was just like, these.
And then she dies.
These girls, they didn't even know how, like, simple first
thing. When she was putting the sign on. So you know how they had the battle and the girls were able to stop Cole because Cole ain't really want to kill Phoebe. I would have probably taken out Piper, though, just because of her incessant whining. I would have taken out her sister and be like, oh, it was a mistake. It was a fireball that got, you know, got astray. I don't know what I should have done. Blah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when she put the salve on Phoebe, she was like, oh, my God, this is so soothing. I don't feel anything. And I'm, But Belinda and team shows y'all how to do that at the beginning. Y'all deserve everything y'all get.
They do. They absolutely, positively do. They don't retain anything at all. All they do...
They don't retain dick. They don't even retain their man.
I just feel that Piper had too much bass in her voice. What'd you do to Leo? Fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck him. I don't give a fuck.
First off, Cole looked like a crackhead. That man is tweaking the fuck out. No way he gets a fuck about Leo. And he looking at her like, do you not see me? Do you not see me struggling? I don't give a fuck about this.
Cole was definitely
I don't give a fuck about him when I'm good. I definitely don't give a fuck about him now.
Cole was like, please help me. Please. God. Put me out my misery. Make me mortal. Strip my power. Something. I can't do this no more. Please. Please, God.
Can we? All right. So let's, okay. And it's we as viewers are aware that Raina has this man's father's soul. Mm-hmm. Why do the white ladders not know that this soul has gone missing, that this soul never made it?
Every week we get on this podcast.
I'm sorry.
And
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
A different I'm sorry. Documentary.
It's just a huge plot hole.
Where
it's
Leo's
like,
fail.
It's like a crater.
Every week we discuss a different documentary where Leo's, and look at it, it's Leo's. Fuck God. Leo don't do his job on the show, and Leo's don't do their job in real life. Why would you think the elders?
That's rude.
Why would you think the elders would even know about that? Why?
I don't know.
My sister in Christ, I'm touching your hand in spirit. You know better. You know better.
I just, this man is struggling. He is trying so hard to not kill this motherfucker. Like he don't give a fuck about Jana. All he wants is his Phoebe. And he will be happy. That's it. He's like, if she don't take me as Balthazar, I'm going to be good. Because that's what she want for me. And so Jana ends up, guys, as you know, when she was introduced to us, she don't make it out this episode at all.
I'm going
to
be real with you. If that's how the amulet protects me, I'm better off dead.
But when Raynor blasts her and she gets knocked out, the amulet falls out her hand. So it couldn't protect her.
No,
and then
Raina
was like,
so,
don't forget, I got your daddy.
No, I knew exactly what I was talking about. Because she uses the amulet to protect her. And instead of it like really protecting her, it still throws her across the room. If that's how you protect me, don't protect me.
She ain't dead though.
Yes, but now I am concussed and I have a broken wrist.
So while all this is happening, Raynor is just gonna keep going. Raynor is consistently like Golden Cole, like, I got your daddy in my back pocket. Fuck you, motherfucker. I got your daddy. What you gonna do about bitch?
I got your
you
daddy.
Kill to get your daddy back.
Daddy,
she right there. Right? So Balthazar ends up taking over. And while all this is happening, Phoebe's bitch, she is peeking through the attic. She ain't, well, I mean, poor Prue. She knocked the fuck.
So what I made this bypass is at this point, Raynor and Tarkin are doing, they're going on the offense. Raynor is distracting the strong ones downstairs so Raynor can, you know, goad Cole into killing Jana upstairs. And this is
not
Sadio. No. Not even that. This is
what?
This is a preview for two episodes from now, where Piper is screaming, Phoebe! 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 Please! We got our asses beat! Phoebe! Help us! Help us, Phoebe! We can't... Oh my God!
She came downstairs like, what? She came downstairs like, why are you bothering me and my man? She was so annoyed.
Piper is screaming for help. Like, Phoebe, my powers are janky. I need to hire y'all something. Come levitate and kick some ass, please.
Phoebe, she took a sweet ass time. That was so annoying.
It is as if you were on the... Because, you know, you rich and shit, and you got two floors in your house. It's... You call it
yes, Aiden.
You on the first floor and Aiden on the second floor. And he's coming down the stairs like, what? What do you want? Leave me alone, Mom.
That's literally a petulant teenager. That's exactly what she is. And Piper goes to freeze. Or blow up Tarkane or whatever.
She meant to freeze
ends
him.
Up missing. Ends up missing and the bookshelf crashes up.
She like blows up the book. Knocking. Poor
fruit. She ends up defeating Tarkane. Her next blow does land. It doesn't freeze him. But he gets blown up. So Good for you, Piper. Good, because you're gonna
good for Glenn Coco.
Season four. So let's go. Okay, so let's go back upstairs, right? So Phoebe's like, "Fuck this shit. You good? I'm going back to my man."
So she don't see Tarkin. Have you ever watched Face Off with Nicolas Cage and John Travolta?
I'm old, girl. A very long time ago. I've only watched it once when it first came out. So I don't remember nothing.
So there's a scene, there's multiple scenes in that movie where either John Travolta or Nicolas Cage are doing face waterfalls where they just like run their hands across somebody's face like this. And you don't see Tarkin face waterfall and Balthazar, Phoebe, while you're looking at him through the crack. You ain't see that? You ain't see the face waterfall? You ain't see him being like, I got your daddy's soul, and you can't do anything about it. You ain't see all that shit?
The motherfuckers on the name.
I got your daddy's soul, and you can't do anything about it.
So bye bye, Jenna. Jenna go poof. And Phoebe's like, how dare you? Now, I'm gonna skip through all that shit because I don't care. I don't give a fuck. So clearly the women are angry at Cole, right? They're upset with Cole because Cole killed an innocent, and how dare he have killed an innocent. But I don't get, right? Because Phoebe goes through this whole spiel on like, you only did this to get to the manor and get into the book and get in the book to get through me, all of this shit. First of all, this man looked like he is coming off of a cocaine high. This motherfucker is tweaking the fuck out. And she goes on this whole last monologue, right? So before this, I don't think we mentioned this, but Jenna helped them create the potion to take away Cole's powers. If you thought that this man was trying to get to you, and he's one of the biggest bag of demons that have ever done it, and he tells you, give me the potion, I don't want these powers anymore. All I want is you. Why would you throw the potions on the floor? Like, if you thought he is genuinely evil, doesn't that mean that he's coming back after y'all guys to kill y'all?
But he can't use the talisman against her. Because remember, evil can't use talisman. The talisman will only work in his favor if she stripped his powers. So he wouldn't be invincible. Hello?
He didn't even... The talisman is still on the floor next to Jenna.
Hello. Obviously, he would be like super badass if he still took the potion and be invincible. He's just regular Degler Balthazar, and we got, like, demon flesh in the freezer. We can make a potion anyhow.
And the other two were like, yeah, yeah, what Phoebe said. I just...
Piper, her bitch ass. Her bitch ass. Pipe down. I don't never want to hear you speak. Your man ain't got no hands. Rhaenyra didn't even fully come onto the scene before you were, like... He didn't fully even, like... He shimmer. He didn't even shimmer before he blew you up.
I would never. I would take my chances without a white lighter. I'm good. I'm good. I see the good work that you guys are doing up there in the clouds. I'm good. I see the track record.
Rhaenyra wasn't even fully corporeal before he was like, get your bitch ass out of here. And I stand. I fucking stand. Because get him the fuck out of here.
I just don't get it. So the next day, Cole is gone. Cole has lost the love of his life. So he's upset. He's cracked out. And the next day, they're finally cleaning up the mess. Piper says while she never really trusted Cole, she does think that there's some good in him. Phoebe's like, there's no good in him. But they decide to be like,
Prue's like, so we all agree that he still was kind of, we good, right? But that's what we going with, right? Because I was just doing it for Phoebe. But if you do, if you believe it, I believe it. You believe it? All right.
So Phoebe ends up lighting and blessing a candle for the two witches that have fallen, their sister in Christ, their friend, and her lost love. And then they light the candle. And then we get to Cole's badass. And this
she
is
did that shit one of the most... By herself. Don't do that shit. Don't... No. I'm so serious. Don't do that shit. Don't do that shit over here. Take that shit up to your room. Do that shit by yourself. No.
But it was three of them, and then she had three candles. There was a... Which, I don't know if they just... Because I remember, like, in season one, I could identify some of the stuff that they did. And I can't... Because it was, like, a green candle, a white candle, and a purple candle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why she didn't do two white candles and a red candle.
Because they probably found whatever was in the attic and was just like, we never really use these
so
candles.
So she didn't even put no effort? Wow.
Do they put effort into anything besides penis?
I'm trying to see if there's any notes. Which I feel like you would have found it if there was.
Any cultural significance for the flowers? I doubt it. I don't know. It just...
Okay. Okay, so
I just feel like
we
Janet and the other girl, they're desperate.
We're never gonna hear about them again.
Yeah, but their deaths were so meaningless.
Lisa deserved it.
No, like I just feel it's so fucked up that they were just used as pawns or whatever. I don't really feel bad about like. The whole, like, because obviously every episode needs a sacrificial lamb, but in the grand scheme of things, it was just like, it's so fucked up that these two women die for shits and gigs because they didn't need the amulet for nothing. They didn't. They didn't need the amulet. They can't use the amulet. There's no...
Well, he says, I mean, he uses it to try to get Cole turning back evil.
But
so I guess in some way, Rhaenyra...
That's what I'm saying. They're like these ladies didn't have to die for anything. We're just like, oh, because we need to break these two people up. That's mad fucked up. And then you go and like lump them together with the person like that's partially responsible for my death. You gonna bless me with the person who killed me? Come on, that's fucked up. It's so insensitive. And this, like, oh yeah,
it's Phoebe. It's the charmed ones. That's literally what they do.
I know. And I'm just like, it just runs me the wrong way. Do that shit on your own time. Because let's be honest, the only person really mourning Cole's soul is you. Like, where the fuck Leo? Where Leo at? That's his charge. That's his fucking charge that died. He not went down there lighting no candles.
Leo wants to go get a passport. What are you talking about?
Your charge is dead. Your charge is dead. And you're like, you know what? I'm gonna commit fraud.
It's time for me to go get a passport.
The charm ones are they're evil. What the fuck? I'm these gonna, women. Yeah.
Okay, just so finally Raynar goes out with a bang.
Does he go out with Coleman a bang, Simmons, or does he go out with a because he got good at
it? He went out with a bang. And I'm gonna tell you why. He hands over Cole's father's soul. He hands him his daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And Cole is like, "You took the love of my life from me, and I'm gonna take your life. I've been waiting for this." And he stabbed him. Chick, chick, chick.
Like in prison. It just reminded me of you saying
flashbacks
that
again. Of another time, because you know you're a gangster.
You're my gangster lean, aka gangsters need love too. Volume two. No,
I give you an inch, you take a mile.
That was the name of the episode like 2 weeks ago, but the source has had Cole's dad's soul this entire time. Because when
just
Raynor
hold on to that shit.
That's why the good guys ain't know anything about it. Because he was like,
"Oh, they don't." Yeah, you're right.
The source was like, "Oh, this whole shit. I guess you can have it. I don't know. I forgot I had this shit."
But they wouldn't know who's ascended or not. I guess not. I mean, they don't know anything anyway. So.
Leo has been effectively lying about being a white lighter for 60 fucking years. They don't know shit. This motherfucker.
Look at you. You were gonna go on a rant.
I'm like, this motherfucker had to go upstairs to check with his bosses about a promotion that his wife is due to get anyway. Fucking loser. Anyway, Raynor, rest in peace to a bad bitch.
He was like, he goes,
"Rest in peace to a bad bitch."
Because this is exactly what I wanted. I can feel your heart beating, and I know you enjoyed this. And so, in that sense, I have done my job. And then he drops to his knees, and the flames engulfed him. And if he had cackled, it would have only have added to his. It was so great. I love this. Oh, I love the guy who plays Raynor. He's such a good actor. And it is with him and crackhead Cole. Cole was out there. I mean, he had the sunken eyes. He was like, Phoebe, look at me. Look at me. This is not me. I am suffering. Save me. And she was like, "I will not save you." Like, what is wrong with you?
Cole is just like, "Please, please believe me. Please, please. I'm so tired. I'm weary. My body hurts.
I did this for you. The only reason why I'm even in this predicament is because I went undercover for you.
Because you had to hire out my brother in the alley. You killed my brother in the alley. And here we are.
And you not a drop of empathy? Fuck out of here. But this was really outside of the brokies. This was one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah, this was fun. Season. Because even though we lost the villain didn't lose.
Right. I feel like this is the first time in a very long time that we've gotten a very complicated and well-written plot.
Yeah. Who did this again? I know it was somebody named Sarone. Daniel and Peter. Y'all did y'all did your thing on this. That. You know what? Daniel went on to The Mentalist, Dexter, and The Blacklist. So... yeah, I can see some Dexter in Raynor. Yeah, mm-hmm, the little puppet mm-hmm. master. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, outside of the Brokies, this was a very entertaining episode.
It was.
Because, again, I wish before these three seasons were up, we saw like a real good 1-2 combo between Alyssa, I mean, not Alyssa, between Prue and Phoebe, especially in this episode, because the only person really riding for you is Prue. And every time you want to take out your frustration, it's on Prue.
Always. I'd have popped in them out. But that's just me and my anger issues. Maybe if this was like an HBO or Showtime.
If this was HBO or Showtime, Prue would have went to P3, grabbed a bottle from behind the bar, glug, 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 and then met somebody on the dance floor, hit them with the... Because you know she was always, you know...
There's a murder on the dance floor.
What are the tweaks you would make for this episode besides, you know, not having the brokies in it?
I mean, I gotta say it, right? Like, the magical Negro and the lack of growth between the girls. Like, how dare you go back, meet Melinda, and you still don't know.
Y'all were doing magic with apples and don't know nothing about nothing.
I'm telling you, if I was her, if I was Jenna, I would be so upset. Like, this is who has been designated the charmed ones. I'm telling you, I would be like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom, and I would be texting you. I would be spending my minutes and my 5 cents to let you know what is going on in this house, my coven sister.
You know what? I'm going to take it back. First of all, we got singular, so it's after 7. It's not really that much money. So, you know... Singular had to be different, like, you know.
I remember that.
You know, that's...
Mm-hmm. And AT&T, you know, bought them out, yep.
Yeah, they, that old orange man.
I would have been in the bathroom. He'd be like, what is taking her so long? Oh, it's y'all food. My stomach hurts. That's probably why they let her die.
I would have Leo actually give a fuck that his charge died. And I would have Piper have a backbone.
He waited for the passport less than 24 hours later. I was like, let's go to Paris.
Yo! Only for her to be like... No, because I have this new power and I don't want to get anxious at that. Like, yeah, thank you for thinking about the other people on the plane. But why couldn't you just orb? It's not like we're in the year of fucking Facebook where you're going to have to check in and shit. Who would have known that you didn't fly? Like, who would have known this?
The attic smells like melted flesh. And the first thing you did when you got up this morning was go to the post office.
Yo.
That is wild.
These niggas are villains. These motherfuckers are really some villains. They are some...
Do you think, though, when Prue bites the dust, like, the other witches are just like... you put in what you get out.
You know what? I'm rating this episode 7 Springer Show DVD extras.
Wow. But,
yeah.
R.I.P. Springer. Jerry. Yeah. Jerry.
Because this was very Springer-esque towards the end, where it was just like, was this your big plan, Cole? To bring me here on the Jerry Springer Show to embarrass me in front of everybody? Fuck you.
They were in the back like, yeah, you tell them, sister. I'm going to give it 8 halfway houses.
8 halfway houses is fucking wild. My God. Rest in peace to Raynar. Rest in peace to Tarkin. Y'all were real ones. Y'all were so entertaining, and...
Tarkin was entertaining.
I wish you could stick around, but, you know, we can't have no good
shit. See, could you imagine if we had a full season of that, though? Of the writing that was Raynar? Oh. or at least like half the season, from like mid season to the ending, that'd have been perfect.
It's weird because Daniel is the executive story editor for the entire third season, so his hands were
Daniel's fault.
Like, how could Daniel like give us this, and then a lot of the other episodes also were like products of his? So it's very weird and uneven. I guess some of the Peter did the plot lines and the dialogue, so kudos to Peter, you did your job, bruh. Do you have anything for the people?
We're getting there. We have three episodes left, two episodes left before the finale.
Yeah.
Oh my. There's a murder on the dance floor.
I got nothing. I have to eat dinner to sop up all this jam jar that's in my system. But if you like this podcast, rate and subscribe. You know, 5 stars, 4 stars, you know, all that lovely jazz.
4 stars? What is that?
You know, I don't want to pressure people and be like, give me 5 stars, I'm going to fight you. Like, nah, you know, maybe we say like a lot, and maybe that annoys some people.
Give me
maybe
5 stars or I'm going to fight you.
All right, whatever.
Give me 5 stars or I'm going to sick her on you.
We have video on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify. So there's that, guys. Woohoo! I don't know if there'll be an episode next week.
I don't think there'll be an episode next week. We're both working next week.
Yeah, I was like, it's either going to have to be
Friday. Another
Friday or Monday, because I come back Sunday.
Okay, so we'll just wait till next Monday. Mm-hmm. You're the whole week in Atlanta?
Yeah, Monday to Saturday.
Bless you, my child.
I know. Not an ad. Bless you. Not an ad. But Ollie Stress Gummies. Not an ad. But
you. Do they not put it in bottles anymore? That's smart.
This is from the Target travel section.
Oh wow. Oh, you might need something a little bit stronger than that.
Oh, we got that on lock. We do.
Oh, okay. All right. Well then.
Well, so much as be hoes. We will see y'all next week, baby.
Maybe. Well, the week after, we'll see you on the flip side.
Yes.
You're so weird.
I know.